Central Volunteers play right here. Welcome to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine pregame show, sponsored in part by Central Alabama Community College, Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, First Bank of Alabama, Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit, the Law Office of Tyler Sims, Timber Elite Auctions, Toyota of Sylacauga, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Blair Family Farm and Market, Hill Auto Sales, A&E Metal Roofing, Blues Car Wash and Lube, Piggly Wiggly of Lineville and Ashland, Matthews Meat Market, First State Bank, Buddy's Sports Country, First Capital Insurance, Highway 9 Tire, The Drugstore, Coke Foods of Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas District, State Farm Agent Mike Coleman, Southern Cabinet Company, Williams Parts and Supply, Atkinson Homes, Harris Plumbing and Electric, Poultry South, Central Physical Therapy, Integrity Cabinets, Honey's Cafe, Sassy's Convenience Store, Spencer Loveless at Southeastern Land Group, Bama Guns and Outfitters, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, Clay County Tire and Retreading, Clay County Economic Development Council, Ann's Flowers and Gifts, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ashland Auto Parts, Superior Pest Control, and Bucks Island.
This is Rusty Taylor. We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball. The Vols have traveled down to Sylacauga, Alabama to take on the Sylacauga Aggies in a big area matchup. We'll be facing off tonight in a big area matchup here as we'll start with the girls' game, and the girls are getting about 2.5 minutes away from the tip here today. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams. We've got Jeremy Character down on stats. Also, Coach Chris Heron helped to drive us over here, and Bone is running the stream here. We got everything going. We got all of our ducks in a row and all the people here. Coach, it's good to be back on there covering ball basketball.
Well, it is, and, you know, this is our first outing since back before Christmas. We did a game in the Tri-County tournament there at Clay Central, and so we're coming back here tonight for the first time in a couple of weeks. And the Volunteers had a good run during the Christmas holidays, winning one game in that Tri-County tournament and winning 2 out of 3 at Heflin. And so now we bounce back into area play here tonight.
Well, the girls actually didn't play in that tournament.
Well, you're right. I was doing the boys.
The girls they did get a big win over Fairfield, though, up in Birmingham.
That's right.
And I think they didn't end up in a tournament, but they played that one game and got a big win there over Fairfield.
And they were playing well back in that Tri-County tournament. They did play in that one. So,
and they won the Tri-County tournament, and the girls did. So
they're coming on right now several games consecutive that the girls' team has won, and this is certainly a big game here. This, by the way, finishes up area play on the road, so the Vols could have a little bit easier go of it from this point on.
Well, they'll be facing the Sylacauga Lady Aggies, a team that's been continues to improve each year. You know, as a little bit of an older team playing a couple seasons, they come in at 7-11, but both of these teams are 1-1 in area play, Coach, and both looking to get a win. Why don't you share our A&E medal keys to the game here for our Volunteer ladies?
Well, I think, first of all, we've got to step up our level of play tonight. And you just mentioned both of these teams, 1-1. This is the third game for both of them. So the winner of this game certainly controls their destiny as we move forward to those final three games in area play. And then I think the Vols need to continue their balanced scoring. We've had good scoring balance-wise up and down the lineup with Ramile Billingsley, Zakiya Heflin, and Stevie Giddens, and we need that to continue tonight. And then I think another key, and maybe the most important key, is Zakiya Heflin, stay out of foul trouble. Zakiya Heflin. And she's kind of been in, been plagued with that situation in a few games here lately. So with this big of a game, she needs to stay out of foul trouble. And those would be the keys to this game.
Coach, you mentioned a couple of young ladies there, Ramiah Billingsley. She's a lone senior on this squad for the Vols. Actually, Zakir Heflin is a junior, and then playing a lot of eighth graders and freshmen. So a very young team the Vols have here. We're about to have our starting lineups here, and this is the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups. We've got number two, Stevie Giddens, for the Vols. We see her coming out and getting a start. Also number three, Brandy Searcy. That's back-to-back eighth graders, coach, getting a start tonight for the Volunteers. Also number 12, there's the senior we mentioned, Ramiah Billingsley, a key scorer here for this Volunteer team. Also number 14, LaShanti Ward. She's a sophomore. She'll be getting a start tonight. And then the final starter for the Volunteers is number 20, Blair Wheeler. Three eighth graders getting a start here tonight for the Volunteers in this East Central Alabama Gas starting lineup.
Well, and that's asking a lot to put these eighth graders out here against this Sylacauga team. But, you know, Sylacauga themselves, only one senior on their roster. They lost a loaded roster from last year, so this will be a youth battle here tonight.
It will, and you know, I was trying to look back, Coach. You might remember better than me, but I think the Volunteers ended up winning two or three from Sylacauga last year in girls, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
So as we look over, we see number four getting a start for the Sylacauga Aggies, Jada Harville. Also number 11, Haley Cannon. Number 14, Kaylin Cannon. A lot of Cannons here. Also number 33, Paisley Swain, which is a freshman. And I missed one, Coach. Did you get number one?
Well, we got one, four.
Akea Patterson.
11, 14, and 33 starting.
Well, let's pause real quick as we get ready and get prepared here for the Cooked Foods of Ice and tip-off on the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
They're not going to catch him, Coach. 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
Now, your home for live Volunteer football play-by-play. First quarter action is brought to you by Blues Car Wash and Lube. Now, back to the action.
We're quickly back as we're moving right into the tip here, and this is the Cooked Foods of Ashland tip-off. Tipping for the Volunteers will be Searcy. The tip goes to the Aggies, and that's number 11 for the Aggies right there. Handing over the ball to number one, Patterson. Patterson drives, shot up, fight for the rebound. Shot up, no good, bounces around right now. Another shot up, no good, and Blair Wheeler finally gets the defensive rebound for the Volunteers.
Well, we can't give them three shots a trip, that's for sure.
Stevie Giddens down low, got it down on the block, looking to shot, forces a shot up, shot no good, fights for the rebound, and right now Paisley Slane winning the boards on both ends of the court. She'll toss it up to Akea Patterson. Patterson there to Nelson. Nelson drives, shot no good, or not shot, no shot, and the layup is good there by Haley Cannon. Good runner down the lane, but we can't give her that layup.
Yeah, Cannon saw a gap and hit it and went all the way to the backboard with it.
Searcy drove to the basket, had it deflected out of bounds. We will retain possession with 7:08. Aggies leading 2-0. Stevie Giddens inbounds. Giddens gets it to Billingsley under the goal. Shot up, no good. Good look there, but unable to get it to go on the ball.
Got it inbounds to Billingsley on the block, and she missed a very good look. And then we've got a turnover on the other end.
Travel by the Aggies will turn it over to the ball. 6:58 to go here in this opening quarter.
Aggies look like they're going to show some full court pressure here. It's very important that we handle that early.
We get it thrown in. Billingsley on the run. Billingsley looking to go all the way. Pulls up from 8 feet. Drains it, and we're tied at two. Good jumper there on the run.
And this team will go as far as Billingsley cares them offensively. That's usually been the case.
Nalila Nelson with the basketball. Nelson dribbles around the top of the key, guarded by Sears. She loses the ball for a second, gathers it back up. She passes it up to Cannon. Cannon drives to the basket, shot up, no good. There's Swain. Swain's putback, no good, but she's fouled.
I tell you, Swain is really dominating the backboard right here.
That foul is going to go on Blair Wheeler. That'll be her first and the team's first.
Particularly on the offensive end is where Swain is doing her work, and she's getting to the free throw line because of it.
Well, Coach, I tell you something that I don't know if you noticed. We were talking so much about Heffin. Heffin's on the bench with a boot on, not available to play tonight.
Well, that's not good news.
Shot up and
yeah, she's not good. Even dressed out.
No, she's got a boot on her ankle or her foot. So, obviously, injury we were unaware of. Swain's second free throw bounces around, no good, but the rebound goes to the Aggies. That shot partially blocked. Out to Cannon, a pull, the three-pointer. It's up, no good. Rebound there by Ward. Up to Billingsley. Billingsley up the court. Billingsley loses the dribble and turns it over.
And yep. Blair Wheeler got the start tonight, and I think that explains with Heflin out, well, they played the same position.
Ward also getting a start, Coach. By look, they bumped Stevie Giddens down. Maybe, and they kind of done a rotation and brought Ward in because Wheeler's been getting the start.
Yeah, we've got people shuffled around, and that, you know, that's not good for continuity at all.
Aggies with the basketball. They get it inbounded. They get it over there to Nelson. Nelson back to Cannon. Ball's thrown back, and that should be backcourt. It will be. That'll be a turnover there by the Aggies.
Volunteers playing their standard man-to-man, and it looks to me like here on a couple of possessions, Sylacauga not used to playing against man-to-man a whole lot.
Billingsley gets the basketball, trailing by one, 3-2, 5:51 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Billingsley's pass, that looked like a foul, but they're going to say it was clean. Still by Cannon, pass up to number two, and that looked like she got away with a travel there to Jocelyn Harville, but she's going to get called for the foul and go to the line shooting two. Thought Harville got away with a slide step there, Coach, before she was fouled.
Who was that foul on?
I didn't get it.
Let's see. It may be on the board.
They hadn't been, and she makes the first free throw. I'm sorry I didn't pay attention, Coach.
Okay, it was on Stevie Giddens picking up her first.
And she made them both. Two big free throws there by Harville, and the Aggies leads up to three. Searcy with the basketball. Searcy's fouled by Cannon.
Yep.
A lot of hand-checking and reaching in there, and finally the Aggies get called for it.
Yeah, the Aggies also playing man and playing it pretty aggressive on the ball. They're guarding the ball extremely hard.
Billingsley with the basketball. Guarded by Cannon. All right, that's Kaylin Cannon, number 14. I'm assuming they're sisters or at least cousins, the two Cannon young ladies, and there's a steal. Wheeler has it taken away from her by Kaylin Cannon.
Yeah, their defense is bothering us right now.
Up to Patterson. Patterson drives to the basket, lays it up and in, and the ball trails 7-2.
Well, the Vols don't want to get too far behind in this early. We don't want to play uphill the rest of the game.
Good move by Billingsley, top of the key. Sidestep, shot up. Hits back rim twice. Does it go? Searcy gets a rebound, puts it back up. Giddens with a pass back up after a save by Ward. It's no good. Right now we're getting the looks, Coach, but can't get the shots to fall. Oh, that – what? Oh, my goodness. That looked like that's a – I agree with him, Coach. He had to call something, but you didn't know what to call right
there.
That's
right. And he waited a long time to call it.
He's calling it on number 14. That's a Ward will get called for the foul for the ball. And that will send – is that number 11? That is number 11 to the line. That's Haley Cannon shooting two. A lot of foul shots already by the Aggies.
Well, this will make six from the free throw line for them.
And right now they're shooting them pretty well, aren't they, Coach?
They are.
She makes
as a matter of fact, they're 4-for-5 or 4-for-6, I should say.
And she made them both. Nine to two. Lady Aggies lead the Lady Volunteers here from Sylacauga, Alabama. On the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. substitution there for the Vols. That's number 32, Mariah Gibbons. Gibbons with a good drive to the basket. Shot don't go off the side of the backboard. Wheeler gets it taken away from him. There's a couple shots up and finally get it to go. That's number 14. And I think we are going to get a Poultry South timeout. We will, as Coach Kyrell Bishop will call a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
Welcome you back here, Volunteer Basketball. Lady Vols trailing 11-2 here in a big area matchup. And from Sylacauga, Alabama against the Sylacauga Aggies, boys will follow in another big area game. Billingsley gets the inbound play up the side, beating the breath pretty much on her own. They look to trap her over in the corner. She gets it back out to Searcy. There's a bad pass there, looking to force the ball with layup up and no good on the other end by the Aggies. Loose ball, hard fought for. That's number 24 for the Aggies. That is Malaya Bryant, but it'll go out of bounds off of her.
Yeah, Bryant checked in, I think, during that timeout. And here come
there
the
we
Volunteers.
Get it handed off to Searcy. Searcy on the run.
Volunteers searching for something offensively here.
Giddens. We'll keep trying to force it down low. Looks like we were talking about getting it down low, and they're just dead set. They're going to throw it down there.
Yeah. I mean, we want to play inside out, but we can't force those or telegraph those passes.
There's a pass down low. Another look. Swain with the basketball. Shot up, no good. There's one off the top of the backboard, no good. Searcy saves it. Giddens has got it, and she's fouled. That's going to be on Swain, Paisley Swain, the freshman.
Yeah, number 33, Swain, picking up the foul.
Swain, a pretty good-looking freshman, though, for the Aggies.
No question, and that's only two team fouls on the Aggies.
We are across from the scorer's table here on their home side, the way they do it here at Sylacauga. You know, Coach, as we get back started, last year they had some issues here with the floor. And ended up not playing. You know, they played their season over at the middle school. We were able to go over and do a couple of games, but it's back here at their high school now for the Aggies. There's a shot up, no good for the Lady Aggies. Rebound to Billingsley. Balls need to get something going scoring here with 2:40 to go in this Buddy Sports Country opening quarter, trailing 11-2. Giddens, good drive to the basket. Gets too deep, but she's fouled.
Yeah, she got behind the backboard trying to force it back, but luckily picked up the foul.
It was a good move and a good drive. She just needed to pull up a step earlier there for that shot.
And looked like number one, Casey Patterson, picked up that foul. Giddens will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Giddens drains the first.
And that kind of breaks the scoreless drought that we've had.
Cuts into that lead down to 8 points, 11-3, 2:27 to go in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Coming in for the Volunteers is number 34. That's McLemore. Rebound. Shot no good, but the Vols get the rebound. That's Searcy. Ball saved up around midcourt by Billingsley. Billingsley drives to the basket. Jumper's good. Another good drive to the basket. As you said, Coach, Billingsley leads this team in scoring and kind of leads the offensive charge.
Well, and right now she's about all we've got offensively, it looks like.
Well, Coach, we like to play fast, but we play no faster than these Lady Aggies like to get up and down the floor.
Well, it might be in our best interest tonight, you know, being shorthanded there to kind of slow the tempo down some.
We talked about being a very young team, and when you lose a junior that started a lot of years over there in Heflin, it's a big loss.
Yeah, it's a big blow.
Billingsley gets the ball inbounded. They get a trap over in the corner. Almost a steal, but Searcy splits the double team. We've got numbers, and Searcy pulls up a little early, fires up a shot, rebound to number 10 there for the Volunteers. That's Brylan Glenn, but unable to get the shot up. Harville's layup no good. It looks like she fouled. Boy, the coach, they're swinging. They look kind of like what I remember, some Mike Tyson jabs coming in there.
Well, Giddens had the ball, and it was slapped out of her hand and went off her feet out of bounds there after she had retrieved the loose ball. So the Aggies will play it right here on their end.
I'm talking about some full swings in there to get those balls loose.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they don't see it, they can't call it.
Maybe they got all ball, Coach. I guess you can swing as long as you don't – you're not punching, but there's a three-pointer up and good there for the Lady Aggies. Number 24, Malaya Bryant, big three-pointer, lead up to nine, the largest of the night.
Nothing but net on that one.
Billingsley with a basketball, left wing. Billingsley finds Giddens over in the corner wide open, shot up, no good. Rebound's going to be tipped off the hands of Mariah Gibbons, and it will be Aggie basketball.
Well, our offensive troubles continue. We played 7 minutes right now and have 5 points as Sylacauga turns the ball over.
Throws it away.
They're giving us some opportunities to stay in the game with their own turnovers, but right now we're just not cashing in on any of those.
Now Jada Harville coming in, looking much like Jacqueline Harville, and maybe they're sisters as well. I think we got a lot of siblings on this Aggie basketball team. There's almost a steal on the inbounds play, but it'll go out of bounds off of number 11, Haley Cannon, the Aggies' hand.
Yeah, Jacqueline and Jada Harville, both of them are juniors. I'm sure they could be twins.
Twins. They look very much alike. And they're aggressive on defense, I can tell you that. Billingsley got to get things going, gets it up to Giddens. We're beating the press if we'll pass it up. But right now, Billingsley's hitting on that about 8-foot jumper, Coach.
Yeah, she's getting inside there, the key right below the foul line, and getting good shots.
Harville, we got her trapped down under the basket. And that's going to be tied up with a jump ball. Coach, you know, we have different things sponsored. You know, different people, you know, kind of. A jump ball in a girl's game will be a wise thing to get somebody's name on. You know
what? Yeah, there's enough of them.
Like the Jerry Wayne's jump ball.
They would get a lot of recognition in the girls' game.
You reckon Coach Herron would want the jump ball? Coach Chris Herron jump ball? I'd get a lot of recognition. You may have heard Coach Herron say that's the best deal there is. I believe that was the first one, though, so far in this game. Second.
There'll be more.
Our statistician character will keep me straight. Aggies with a basketball. 20 seconds to go here in the Buddy Sports Country. Looks like they're looking to settle for the final shot, Coach. And then they fire about a...
Just as you say that, they let it go.
I'm talking about a long three-pointer. And there's a foul, I think, on the Aggies. Offensive foul on the rebound. Number 32, or is it 23?
I think it was 32. Is there a 32 out there?
There is.
Okay, well, that's who it is.
Elena Williams for the Aggies. Volunteers will 8 seconds. Good break the press. Good look. Billingsley with a wide open three-pointer. It rims out no good, and that should end the first period. It will. With the Lady Balls getting doubled up by the Sylacauga Lady Aggies, 14-7. We'll take a break. We'll move out of that Buddy Sports Country first quarter and into the Matthews Meat Market second quarter when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Alta Point Health is hiring in Clay County, Talladega County, and Sylacauga. Current openings include licensed therapists, substance use counselors, LPNs for outpatient offices, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote and others don't require experience to get started. Details are available by texting Alta Jobs to 97211. Alta Point Health, caring is their calling.
It's the holiday season, and Ann's Flowers and Gifts sends warm wishes to everyone across Clay County. Inside, the shop is filled with the colors of Christmas, bright ribbons, festive bows, and handmade arrangements. You'll see silk flowers for churches and gravesides, and shelves lined with gifts and decorations that make this time of year feel special. From their family to yours, happy holidays from Ann's Flowers and Gifts in Ashland.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
We welcome you back. It's the Rusty Tyler. Coach Jerry Waynes bringing you the call. We've got Heath Bone on the stream, Coach Herron with us, and also Jeremy Character on the stats as the balls get the ball to open this Matthews Meat Market second quarter. Seriously, with a jump ball, rims out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Stevie Giddens gets it and puts it up and in. That lead cut down to five, Coach, 14-9.
Well, and the stat sheet is pretty equal, too, other than rebounding. They out-rebounded us 11-6 that first quarter. And turnovers, we had them six on our side and five on theirs. So neither team shooting the ball very well.
Cannon with a jumper from a free throw line. It's good.
Although Cannon just popped in a jumper.
Good look down to Wheeler. Wheeler kicked inside, back out. Seriously thought about the three, decided better of it there. That's Billingsley with the basketball. Gives it over to Ward on the left wing. Ward with a drive. Jumper. No good. Rebound goes to number 32, and that is Elena Williams there for the Aggies. Williams loses the handle down underneath the goal. That'll be a turnover. Giddens comes out with it. Giddens on the run. Giddens' shot is blocked. It's tipped back out to Billingsley. Billingsley with a jumper from the free throw line. Partially blocked. Hard off the backboard. They'll get it kicked up there to Ikea Patterson. Patterson gives it up there to Cannon. Cannon dribbles top of the key. She'll pull up the three, shot no good. Fight for the rebound. That's got to be over the back, and it will be called. That'll be the second on number 32, Elena Williams.
Yeah, that's she was obviously on over the back right there. So the Volunteers, a chance to cut this to five right here.
Williams will go out, check him back in as Paisley Swain.
And Swain and Williams, both similar body size.
Right there, we just throw it away under our own goal. Shot no good, though.
And we got numbers on the other end.
Three on two, but we get it. We turn it over. Well, we get it. Loose ball. And then we'll turn it over. I was a little too quick there on the turnover, but we end up falling through with it.
Well, Billingsley came out of there with it, but tripped. I think she tripped herself and lost it out of bounds there. Volunteers now full court, 2-2-1. A little pressure. Let's see how the Aggies handle that.
Looking to trap over in the corner with a good look there. A good opportunity to do it. Just didn't get it done. Number one there. Patterson thought about the three. Good drive there by Cannon. Coach, Haley Cannon, the senior, is making. You can see she's a senior. She's the key here for the Aggie offense. There's a three-pointer fired up by Billingsley. It's no good. Billingsley gets the pass back out after the rebound, and she's going to be fouled. Now they're going to call a travel. Now, you talking about taking time to think about it.
Yeah, he was debating on which one he was going to call, the foul or the travel, and he elected to go with the travel. And right. You were talking about.
You don't
about,
think he had to figure out, make confirm in his mind where he was at, dude.
Well, you were talking about Haley Cannon. She's got eight of their 18 points, so we need to get some defense going on her.
Cannon right now with the basketball, left wing. We give her that much room, she's going to fire it up and make us pay. We can't give her that much cushion. You can see that she's going to shoot the basketball by how she dribbles. And she drained that three in the lead, the largest of the night, 21-9. Good crossover dribble there by Billings, but behind the back. Back up to Searcy. Searcy kicks it out to Giddens. Giddens, good pump fake. Back out to Searcy. Searcy, long two-pointer, and it's good.
That's Brandy's first basket of the game.
21-2, but we don't get back defensively. They get a layup, miss the first one. The putback's no good, deflected, and Searcy, with that high motor, she's going the other way. Searcy drives to the basket, and she's going to travel.
Well, she's in too big of a hurry, and she went too far in the transition part of getting the ball down the floor. She went too far to do anything offensively.
Coach, that's something that I was kind of noticing as I was going to mention. I feel like that Billingsley's doing a lot better job of not getting too deep here tonight, something she was doing earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And it's worked. Those jumpers have worked for her. Aggies with a basketball, shot up, no good, rebound. Cannon, and Cannon's footback is good. Now she's got double digits.
Well, right now we're just giving them too many shots. They're absolutely beating us to death on the offensive board.
23-12 here, the Aggie lead. 4:21 to go in the first half. Wheeler shot blocked.
Yeah, slow release by Blair, and never had a chance.
Is it horrible drives under the basket, couldn't shoot it, had to throw it back in. Giddens comes out with it for the turnover. Over to Searcy, couldn't handle the pass. Right now it's getting a little bit like a pinball.
Both teams trying to play too fast.
They're going to call a block on Billingsley. I think Billingsley was set up, but she set up too far under the goal.
Silicaga doing a better job than we are getting the ball to the rim. And they're also doing a better job on the offensive boards than we are.
Sanya Charles to the free throw line. And her first free throw's up and no good. Right now, Coach, those First State Bank free throws have kind of really one-sided toward the Aggies, aren't they?
Yeah, as far as attempts.
Attempts and makes, obviously, with a lot more attempts. She misses them both. Billingsley gets the rebound, and the Lady Ball's going the other way. They're looking to trap Billingsley over on the left side. Billingsley pulls up her dribble, throws it up there to Gibbons. Gibbons getting hand-checked a lot there, no call. Giddens looks to drive baseline. They're going to call a block on number five, Charles.
You mentioned free throw attempts. They've shot nine free throws, and we've shot two. So a little bit of disparity there.
Billingsley's fouled now by number four, Nelson.
Couple of fouls against the Aggies here on this possession. Volunteers will inbound underneath their own basket.
Volunteers under back. Having trouble getting the basketball in. We're going to throw it. Blair Wheeler gets it. Wheeler's got a dribble, and she finally uses it. Wheeler hands off to Billingsley. Billingsley, that's a shove right in the back by number four, Nelson. That's back-to-back fouls on Nelson.
That's three team fouls.
We're in the
all on this
coach,
possession.
We're in the bonus, and that's going to.
You sure? Yeah, we are. No, we're not.
Oh. One away. They leave Billingsley wide open for the lay-in.
Yeah, their defense was confused there. They didn't match up and left Billingsley unguarded right there on the block.
Well, I think the key, Coach, is the Cannon girls were not in the game. That was
backcourt.
Yeah,
that should have been backcourt.
That was backcourt. She was not established in the front court when she caught that pass. She jumped from the backcourt, caught it, and then landed.
That's right. That should have been called, but it was.
But we ended up with the basketball anyway. Billingsley with the basketball. Chance to cut into this 9-point lead. Wheeler with the basketball. She drives to the basket. Pulls up her dribble. Kicks it out to Gibbs. Giddens with a drive. She shoved. No call there, and now they're on the run.
Here comes a breakaway. Easy
and
layup.
Layup and in by number 24. That being Bryant. Giddens with the basketball. Aggie lead by 11, 25-14. Glenn with the basketball. Loses it. Wheeler gets it. Wheeler shot up and good. Loose ball. Brooke Wheeler comes up with it and puts it up and in. 25-16, the Aggie lead.
Well, the Volunteers staying within striking distance, but we've got to have a run of two or three scores in a row here to get back closer.
2 minutes to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. From Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Ten seconds.
Silicaga coach.
Oh, they called a timeout.
Yeah, felt like his offense getting a little stagnant there and calls timeout.
As he takes this Poultry South timeout, we'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Alta Point Health is hiring in Clay County, Talladega County, and Sylacauga. Current openings include licensed therapists, substance use counselors, LPNs for outpatient offices, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote and others don't require experience to get started. Details are available by texting AltaJobs to 97211. Alta Point Health. Caring is their calling.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
The rest of Sider, Coach Jerry Waynes, Jeremy Character, Coach Chris Aaron, and Heath Stroud, the Bone, on the road with Bone again, driven by Hill Auto Sales today. And we're here at Sylacauga. Sylacauga, Alabama. There's a three-pointer. Hits back rim. No good for the Aggies, but the rebound goes to the Aggies. That is Cannon. Put back. No good. And again, Patterson with a rebound.
Looking for their third shot on this trip.
A lot of offensive rebounds. Substitution there by Coach Victor Smith. Got to be wise against Cannon. You give her too much room, she'll fire it up. There's Patterson with the basketball. She drives all the way to the basket. Splits a double team.
Yeah, we're giving them too many easy basket on drives, and now they steal it.
And Patterson gets another layup. No good. Searcy gets the rebound. Looks like we're going to get one of those Coach Chris Heron jump balls.
And, you know, this is a pretty costly commercial for him to buy because there's so many of the jump balls.
Oh, he's getting his wallet out.
Yeah.
Dollar a piece. Coach, he'd go through a lot of them. It's worth it, though. There's a ball going. I think all 10 of them touched it there before somebody finally come up with it, but the Aggies do on the loose ball.
Right now, the Aggies slowing things down. They're waiting for a gap to drive through to the lane, and here it goes.
Oh. 11-point lead. The foul will be called. Was that on Billingsley? No, it's on number 14. That's Ward. Ashanti Ward called for that foul. Get the ball inbounded under the basket, getting position, but unable to get it to go. There was number 11, Haley Cannon, shot. There's a pass stolen away by Malaya Bryant.
Yeah, seriously threw that one without looking at the receiver.
Oh, that was on her body when you were out of bounds. Did you see that?
I did.
How's that not out on them?
The ball was deflected off of
her standing out of bounds.
Yeah. Now we've got a walk out front. That may be
call.
A makeup.
That's a makeup call. Because it was clearly out on them.
And if you'll notice these officials, I've been kind of watching them. None of them ever get in a hurry getting up and down the floor. I think they're saving themselves maybe for the next game. They look kind of like me calling a youth game out there.
You got good eyes on the other end of the court. There's a runner up, no good for Billingsley. Good-looking shot, but again, we beat down the floor. right now, Coach, they're beating us down the floor, and that's Kalen Cannon lays it up and in. As we end the half, the Aggies with a 29-16 lead will move in here, Coach, to the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show. When we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Atkinson Homes is located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. They offer homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options that include 2, 3, or 4 bedrooms and multiple bath layouts. Services include home delivery, trim out, and financing assistance through a variety of programs. Warranties and new appliances are included with all homes. More information is available at atkinsonhomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Clay Central Athletics.
Whether you are dialing in at the range, heading into the woods, or dropping a line in the water, Bama Guns and Outfitters has the outdoor enthusiast covered. Bama Guns and Outfitters with two locations, 1556 Almond Street in Heflin and 59400 Alabama 77 in Waldo. Available by phone in Heflin, 256-253-2635 or Waldo, 256-368-5449. Also on Facebook and Instagram, Bama Guns and Outfitters proudly supports the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Blair Family Farm and Market is a local farm-to-table market tucked right into the Ashland countryside. The Blair family raises their products on the farm without antibiotics and offers a range of locally sourced products from neighbors they know and trust. In a world where food often comes boxed and far from home, Blair Family Farm and Market keeps things local. Located at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland, open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 6, Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Center Sports Network. Blair Family.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of local radio on Classic Country 90.9. If you love the outdoors, Buddy Sports Country has everything you need, including the latest gear, scent control, calls, trail cameras, and the advice to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Buddy Sports Country also features a showroom absolutely full of firearms and scopes, and they're a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Buddy Sports Country is open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Did you know that physical therapy is the first line of defense for joint and muscle pain, injuries, and even reducing your risk of falls? Are you planning to have orthopedic surgery? Dr. Cameron Bisher and Dr. Adam Johnston at Central Physical Therapy are trained to diagnose the problem and develop a treatment plan toward pain-free and healthy living. Central Physical Therapy offers plans for all individuals as well as performance training for athletes. Located near Smith's Curve and Lionville, the website is centralptal.com. Rehab well, live well, and perform well with Central Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems. Also got Coach Chris here and on the drive, driven by Hill Auto Sales. Also, Heath Bone Stroud on the stream. Jeremy Character on the stats. And Coach Character shared some stats with us here as we're at the Wiggins Parts and Supply halftime. Share some of those stats from the first half of the Lady Vols trailing the Aggies 29-16.
Well, we kept mentioning the offensive rebounds that the Aggies were getting, and you would think that they would have a tremendous lead in the rebounding, but actually only up by 4 in that category. They have 18 rebounds. The Volunteers have 14, and I'm really surprised by that because, they did most of their damage on their own offensive end with the putbacks and all. And then you look at turnovers, we've got 13 turnovers there in that half. They only have 8, so – We've got to force more turnovers, and we've also got to take advantage of the ones that we do get by turning them into points. And then neither team has shot the ball particularly well. We're 6 for 24, which is 25% from the floor. They're 10 for 39, which is right at the 25% mark as well. So when you look at scoring for the Volunteers, Ramiah Billingsley with 8, and Stevie Giddens with 3. Nobody else has more than 2. And, of course, the big scorer for Sylacauga has been Haley Cannon. She has 13 of their 29 points. And A.C. Patterson has 4, Malaya Bryant 5, and Kaylin Cannon with 4. So after you get past Cannon, we've done a pretty good job defensively on the other people, holding them down. But Cannon has really taken it to us, driving the ball to the basket. Plus, we left her open one time for a 3, and we can't do that. So we've got to do a little bit better here offensively in this second half.
Well, Coach, as we continue on here in the Williams Park Supply Halftime Show, share some Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments Coach Bishop will be working on, you think, in the locker room right now?
Well, you know, there's one thing I don't think he can do anything about tonight, and that's the fact we mentioned that, you know, how they're beating us on the backboard. And we've got a young lady, Zykeria Heffman. Were she in there, she's out with a boot on her, one of her legs, so obviously an injury of some sort. But she's one of our better rebounders, particularly on our offensive end. And I think that's really hurt us not having her in there from the rebounding standpoint. And then we mentioned in the pregame keys that we needed balanced scoring. Well, we haven't gotten that tonight. Billingsley, as I mentioned, with 8 points. Heflin, where she playing, she's usually one of the usually a double figure scorer. So we're having to have someone step up and make up in her absence, and right now we're not doing that. So we've got to get some other people involved in the scoring. And then one other thing I've noticed, it's been a glaring here. A lot of times on their offensive rebound, they're sending one of their guards up the floor and just throwing the ball down the floor. The old term snowbirding. Rusty, I'm sure y'all used to snowbird when you played
pickup ball. Well, I do a little bit,
ball.
A little pickup ball, yeah. Every now and then.
You was probably the one doing the snowbirding. But anyway, we've got to get our guards back on the shot to keep them from breaking loose on us and getting those easy baskets.
Well, so, Coach, you're just hustling back as soon as the ball's shot.
Yeah. Well, that's
you
right.
You can play it that way.
That's right.
If you think you can rebound before, it's a pretty good way to play the game.
Yeah.
But you're right. They're aggressive. They're getting those fast break and making some of those points count. And really, you know, you watch the game, you look at the stats, it's 29-16. But all the stats show, other than the score, it to be a little bit closer than that.
Yeah, I mean, the shooting percentages are pretty equal. There's only, you know, we've turned it over 5 times more than they have. But the rebounding is, you know, only 4 difference there. But it all translates into some extra possessions. And, you know, if you just shoot 25%, the more shots you get off, even though you're shooting a low percentage, you still going to hit more over the long run. But right now, you know, we've got 16 minutes to go, and I'm sure Coach Bishop has got all this figured out.
Well, Coach, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a minute with the Highway 9 Tire third quarter. As you like to say, we'll roll into the – and the third quarter on some Highway 9 tires when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Do you have an idea for a new business but don't know where to start? The newly renovated Clay County Economic Development Center is the place to begin. I'm Chance Jones, the director for the Clay County EDC. Give me a call at 256-276-9319 if you need help in starting or growing your business. The EDC has access to local and state resources so that your business venture will be a successful one. Again, that number is 256-276-9319. The Clay County Economic Development Council is proud to support the Clay Central Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
You may not think about it often, but propane supports everyday life in quiet, dependable ways. It warms living rooms on cool mornings and heats water after long days. And it powers the simple routines that make a house feel like a home. Across our communities, Coosa Valley Propane provides the propane service many families and farms rely on throughout the year. Coosa Valley Propane, a subsidiary of Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
We welcome you back here to the Highway 9 Tire third quarter as we get started. Lady Vols trailing 29-16. Vols get the ball inbounded. Now they're going from our right to our left here on the visitor side. In Sylacauga, Alabama, big area game. Volunteers need to get some points back here, and we turn it over.
Yeah, first possession leads to a turnover.
You could tell what we were trying to do, get the ball to Byron Wheeler just inside the free throw line, but they stepped in front of the pass and deflected it. Aggies looking to drive. We cut that drive off. That's key, Coach. We gave up too many easy baskets earlier.
And here's
and
another
one. And they're not able to get it to go. Ward saves it. And saves it, and the Aggies get it.
Well, you know, that's usually not a good thing when you throw it back in underneath the other team's goal.
If you're going to do it, sling it long. She did a pretty good job of that. There's a drive to the basket. Late foul call.
I'm not going to say anything else about it.
It's a little late on the whistle there. Blair Wheeler called for the foul. And is that number 14 at the line shooting? That's Kaylin Cannon shooting the free throws. She misses the first. No score yet in the second half, but the Lady Aggies are over the Volunteers 29-16. The boys will follow this game as soon as the girls' game ends. We're just starting here in the Highway 9 Tire third quarter. She makes the second one. 30-16 is the Lady Aggie lead. Billingsley with the basketball. Billingsley does a good job of handling the basketball, but they're keeping the pressure on him. Wheeler with the basketball back out to Billingsley. Billingsley, good look down low, and it's blocked. Good passes, Coach. Just a good block there at the end by the Aggies.
Yeah, we had a two-on-one underneath.
Swain lays it up and in. Some good movement there. Right now, I think us missing that player, which takes the player off the bench, seems to be catching up with the balls.
Well,
the speed of the game.
Well, it was a key player as well.
We seem to be giving out.
Yeah, they're playing 9 and 10, and we're not.
And this game is at a super pace. Ward gets the loose ball, throws it out, and throws it away.
Floated one across the court, which is never good.
There's a good block by Billingsley. Fight for the basketball. Aggies come up with it, though.
Yeah, Billingsley playing with a great deal of effort on both ends of the floor.
There's a kick out to Swain's three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Cannon. Her shot up is blocked by Billingsley. Couple of blocks there by Billingsley. Swain's shot up, no good. Rebound there by Giddens. Giddens on the move. all the way up the floor, pulls up her dribble, picks it up, gives it out to Billingsley. Billingsley pauses a second, catch her breath, look over the defense, and seriously dribbles it off her foot.
Yeah, she was trying to dribble, and it just went off of her own foot. Aggie's doing a good job attacking the rim.
There's a shot up, no good, fight for the rebound. Ward gets the saved ball, and it's a one-on-two, but Ward's going to force it on. It's blocked.
And we'll have to inbound underneath our own basket here.
Yet to score here in this second half. Ball's getting doubled up, 32-16 here in the Highway 9 Tire third quarter. They get it up there to Akaya Patterson. Patterson pulls her dribble up with the Aggies with a basketball. And we got a travel. That one kind of came out of nowhere. Paisley Slane got a head step there, Coach, before she put the ball on the floor.
Yeah, and right now we need a basket big time. They've got the score doubled up on us right now.
They're looking to trap Billingsley, and she loses the ball, turns it over. And really, I think Billingsley can just blow by them if she'll just go.
Well, what they did then is they had two on her, and she's trying to beat them both on the dribble and probably should have looked for somewhere to throw that one.
Getting the ball back over to Cannon. Cannon to fire up the three-pointer. That shot's up no good. Rebound Searcy. Searcy trying to go too fast, loses the basketball. And there's a shot, tough shot, but up and good by Nelson. They get seriously trapped in the backcourt, back to Billingsley. Billingsley behind the back. She let good pass. Billingsley needs to go ahead and shoot that, in my opinion. She was hitting that shot earlier, and she didn't.
Yeah, she needs to,
it off.
She needs to take it rather than give it up.
But a great move in the backcourt. Billingsley put one of them on the floor. Right now, two can't guard her.
Yeah.
They can't prevent her from beating the press or the trap.
And you can tell our youth, I mean, we're always a step slow, it looks like, on stuff. And that's from being the youth of it.
Coach, we don't want to beat a dead horse, as you've heard said, but there's a good drive to the basket by Cannon. And up and good for the Aggies, but we're missing Heflin about as bad as we can miss her.
And the thing about here offensively, we're throwing lazy passes, which they're reading and breaking into and making the steal.
Billingsley shoved in the back by number four. They're going to call that on the floor. I'm surprised that wasn't a shooting foul, but. They're calling it on the floor. Looked like she was shooting to me, but I guess it depends. Maybe the whistle was just blown that late. There's Billingsley, looks to drive baseline, throws it out. Giddens has got it. Giddens out to Ward, top of the key. Ward drives, and my goodness, that was interesting.
Well, that was just, she was just out of control and actually shot the ball with her back to the basket.
And I'm not sure it was a shot. Could have been a pass. It could have been a. Just trying to make something happen there with Ward. 36-16. Things are getting away from the balls here in this second. There's a travel.
Yeah.
Or in the second half. They've yet to score, have they, Coach?
Yeah, things are going south in a hurry here.
3:45 to go in the Highway 9 Tire third quarter. We're here from Sylacauga, Alabama, in a big area game here for the balls. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Nelson picks up another foul there. Coach, that might be her fourth, is it?
That's Kayla Nelson's fourth foul.
And she goes to the bench.
Or Nyla Nelson, we should say. Her fourth foul, and she's just been replaced.
Right now they're giving Giddens the basket if she'll just go. I think we're just dead set on running the play, but there was nobody between her and the basket. Searcy gets a good drive to the basket and unable to get it to go, and it's going to bounce off the foot of number two, Jacqueline Harville, in the Volunteers will regain possession.
Yeah, Brandy Searcy dribbled right up under and had a great shot but missed it.
Again, Searcy with the basketball, looking to drive inside the free throw line. Pulls up for the jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound goes to the Aggies. On the move are the Aggies, and a shot there blocked out of bounds. And Billingsley don't agree with the call, and I didn't either.
I don't think anybody blocked it. It just went off her hand out of bounds. 3:18 now left.
There's a lot of assumptions out here, it seems to be, tonight, Coach. Harville with a basketball for the Aggies. Billingsley almost with a steal. And there's a foul. That'll be on Billingsley. Patterson drives to the basket. Shot don't go, but she'll go the line shooting too.
That's Ramiah Billingsley's first foul in this game. So no problem there. Patterson at the free throw line.
She makes the first. ...37-16. Stretching this lead out, and she makes them both. 38-16. Lady Aggies lead over the ball. Billingsley, there's that jumper, and it's good. Breaking that scoreless streak. 38-18.
That's our first score of this quarter. And it's her first score since the second quarter. Early in the second quarter.
There's a shot blocked and a rebound by the ball. He pointed the other
he
way.
Pointed down. He wasn't sure. But we're throwing it in. I hope this is not our goal.
He pointed the other way. But we'll take it. He thought, well, we probably knew better than he did. Nobody argued it, so here we go. There's a good drive to the basket by Glenn. Doesn't get it to go. Billingsley gets the rebound. Jumper good. She's had some looks at those jumpers early here in the second half. Didn't take them. She's taken them now and made two in a row. There's a dribble off of her leg, and that'll be to the Volunteers and a turnover by the Aggies.
Billingsley now with 12 points in the game.
12 of the 20, 38-20. Is the Aggie lead. Aggies keeping up this press. They're going to kind of, this press on the inbound, it's going to both mind the man on the inbound. Good looking. Giddens lays it up and in, Coach. And that's 6 quick points by the Lady Vols.
Well, that's the way to get back.
22.
We still got some ground to make up, but that's how you start.
They're not done yet by any means here, all the Vols. Harville with a basketball. Right now, we look a little gassed on defense, though.
So. Yeah, we're third quarter winding down here, 1:40 remaining.
And the Aggies being very patient here with a lot of substitutes in, trying to buy some time. The three-pointer up and good. Rebound goes to Searcy. I said up and good. It was up and no good. And the shot is Billingsley now with the basketball. Billingsley on the drive. Billingsley keeps it out to Giddens. Giddens on the drive back to Billingsley. We need to swap sides of the floor here to open. But Billingsley just drives right by and lays another one in, Coach. Things are changing quick. 38-24, and that lead's being cut down. Eight straight. That's an 8-0 run by the Lady Vols. There's a shot, no good, and out of bounds, and the ball's a half possession. Big 8-0 run to try to get back in this thing for the Lady Vols.
Score right here would really be beneficial in this run.
Over a 20, or at least a 20-point lead earlier, is now being cut down to 14. 22-point lead, I think it was. We get it in to Searcy. A minute to go in the third period. Searcy tries to dribble between a double team and loses the basketball.
Yeah, she's got to know better than to try to dribble into the defense.
There was another travel. Kennan got by with it and drove it in and laid it in.
That's Cannon again. Cannon. Breaking that long drought there for the Aggies.
That's got to be something. You can't take it three steps and not do something with it. There's a shot, no good. Billingsley with a rebound, 27 seconds to go. They kind of letting it run here, ain't they, Coach?
Yeah, they want to get to the end of this quarter.
Billingsley, good runner. Front rim, back rim, no good. And the Aggies are on the run again. There's a shot blocked by Giddens. Rebound by Glenn. Right now, some of our younger players just not as physical with the basketball as they need to be when they get it. There's a shot up and no good by the Aggies, and that's where we'll end this Highway 9 Tire third. 16-point lead by the Lady Aggies over the Vols, 40-24. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
We come back, Swain with a drive to the basket's up and no good. Seriously, on the rebound. As soon as we get a little break, we'll try to get those stats from a third. Billingsley's three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebounds, tossed up there to Cannon. Cannon on the run, loses the ball off the bottom of the rim, deflected, and the Aggies get the loose ball. Three-pointer here by Cannon, and it's good. 43-24.
Well, you mentioned those stats, Rusty, and the fatigue.
Go ahead and bring them in there.
You were talking about us looking fatigued. We had 12 turnovers in that third quarter, and I think a lot of it is a result of that fatigue. So they're getting more shot at the basket than we are, and that's why they have the big lead.
And as you said that, we turn it over again there in the front court. And the Aggies go back the other way. Moving the ball pretty well are the Aggies. They kick it up. Open shot. No good. Back rim. Rebound. Searcy's got it. Looks like she may get tied up. And we got one of those Coach Chris Herron jump balls right down there.
That's our first jump ball here in a while.
What is it? What is that?
That is an Aggie.
Well, it is, but not my kind.
Is there a difference in Aggies?
Well, I mean, it can be.
You know, A&M's is a dog, isn't it?
Hey, when we were at Lima, Coach, it was
y'all's was a goat.
It was a bad goat too.
A goat, a devil, and a dog. Now, which one do you go?
Which
with?
One is it? That's right. I mean, a devil's a devil. Oh, we get a trap over there, and we may turn them over. Oh, one of those jump balls again.
Good job by Searcy and Billingsley trapping the ball over there, but it's going to go back to Sylacauga here.
Three-point stance jump ball. Aggies find a running clock here with a 19-point lead. Harville with the basketball. Oh, I tell you, Coach, there's a shot up, no good by Aggies. But we'll check on Heflin. But now, her status and her injury don't look like something you'll be over real quick.
No.
And that could be key for this Lady Vols team going down the stretch. Harville with a good strong layup and finish there, 45-24.
Especially with two more area games coming up this coming week.
Oh, that cross body block, they're not going to allow that, I don't think. That looked like a Ric Flair move down there. And it will be throwing it on the baseline. There's a good inbounds play. We missed the point-blank shot. There's a whistle. She stepped out of bounds. That was number 32, Mariah Gibbons, couldn't finish. Good look.
Missed a great shot right there. It looks like there may be a timeout on the floor.
I think Coach Bishop's going to call a Poultry South timeout. I'll take one, too, Coach. You want one?
Let's do it.
Let's do it right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The freshest farm-raised meats, stone ground meal and grits, farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market, the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Another one of those jump balls would come back. Possession era in favor of the Vols. 45-24, the Lady Vols trail here. 5:14 to go here in the first couple entries, fourth quarter. And there's a foul from behind. That is going to send number 32 for the Volunteers, that being Mariah Gibbons, to the line, shooting two of those first State Bank free throws. Something we hadn't shot many of tonight.
Very few. In fact, this is only our second trip to the foul line.
All night long. That's a little hard to believe, isn't it? She misses the first.
We've shot three now. They've shot 12. If I didn't miss some.
She misses the second, but Ward, with her quickness, gets a rebound. And she throws it off, and they're going to say it was last touched by a ball. I don't understand that.
13-4 on free throw attempts.
They get the ball to the Aggies, inbounded to Harville. Harville up the floor. Guarded by McLemore. Swain kicks it back out to number one, Patterson. Patterson drives, kicks it back out. Number 10, Parker. Parker kicks it over to Harville, and there's a travel. Malia Bryant got a little slide step in there before she put it on the floor.
Yeah, she started moving her feet before she dribbled the ball, and that always results in a travel.
Well, not always.
Well, you're right. Not all the time. But it should.
It is a travel, but it don't always get called. But a good call there, and it was. Billingsley with the basketball, 4:35 to go. Things are pretty much out of reach here at 21 points with 4.5 minutes to go for the League Lady Ball. Still keep fighting. Let's see how they can fight it back. And, Coach, there's our first one of the night, a Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer. That's one way to fight back. Just let me say it's over, and we'll start draining some threes.
But we haven't had that many attempts in this game.
No, we haven't. We've got some good looks. We just And there's one on the other end by number one. She matches it, does Patterson.
They've made two in this quarter.
48-27.
Are we in the running clock situation?
No, it's got to be 30. Just 21.
I thought it was 25.
30. Billingsley shot. No good. Thought Billingsley had position to take a charge, and she went for the block. Aggies with the basketball, taking their time with a big lead.
Yeah, no need to hurry here.
I'll tell you what's waiting at the tables, all the starters to come back in.
Well, he's afraid of a run. But I don't foresee a run coming at this point. Now, here they come.
Volunteers substituting Coach Bishop is as well. Ja'Kayla Hardy will enter the game, I believe, for the first time tonight.
I think you're right. Giddens.
With that drugstore substitution, we'll send
Giddens, Searcy,
Gibbons out of the game.
Hardy, all on the floor.
Searcy drives to the basket, shot no good. They're going to call a charge, and I agree with it. She was well out of control there.
Two fouls on Bellinger.
I was actually on Searcy.
Searcy. Okay, well, that would be her first. Aggie still pushing the ball.
And they turn it over. Off of her foot. Looks like they need to slow it down to me offensively with this lead with 2:50 to go, but.
Yeah, you would think they would slow it down.
We appreciate you however you're listening to us or following us on the Foreign Associates Injury Attorneys video live stream. It's available there on Facebook Live. Volunteers with a basketball. Down to Blair Wheeler, and it's dribbled off of the foot of an Aggie. You can tell the balls were just out of gas, Toby.
Yeah. Well, they've had a short bench here tonight with the injuries.
Billingsley from the elbow drains it. Good jumper. Billingsley's a super athlete. And she keeps playing to the end. I give her that. Lead cut down to under 20, 48-29. 2:20 to go here in the first Capital Insurance fourth quarter. Shot up and good. 48-31.
Yeah, Searcy carried that
one. There's
a
double dribble. And that'll be a turnover. Right now they're doing everything they can to leave us in it as long as they can.
Well, we've got a long hill to climb right here.
17 points, but
time is certainly against us. But you got to admire this team, you know, this hidden characteristic here. They haven't quit.
Billingsley. Billingsley guarded man-to-man, looks to drive, kicks it out to Wheeler. Back over to Searcy. Searcy throws it away.
Right now, Searcy and Billingsley are really the only two that are being aggressive on offense. The others are.
And Coach Searcy, just an eighth grader. A lot of potential there. I mean, you see a lot of those youth mistakes, but you also see a ton of effort.
Oh, yeah, and you see some potential there, too.
They're driving to the basket. Layup and in is good by Haley Cannon, adding to that point total, and she'll go to the line shooting animals.
Well, right now, Sylacauga should have all those young ladies in the game that haven't played that much tonight. They've got kind of a mixture out there.
Volunteers starting to do some of the same, Coach. Which is wise by Coach Bishop at this point.
Yeah. I mean, we're at the point now where you need to just make sure everybody plays.
Cannon, and I'm actually surprised Sylacauga had some of the girls in as ladies they did. let's be honest, a 20-point lead is pretty insurmountable at this point.
And Cannon finally leaves the game for Sylacauga.
Great night by her. We'll give those totals in just a little bit. Billingsley fires up a three and backs up. She would have had a great chance at a rebound. .129 to go. 20-point lead here for the Aggies. Bringing the ball up the floor is number 5, Charles. And they're just going to dribble and run the clock wisely. We'll finally go out, pick them up, make them do something with it. And they will. That's Williams with the ball, guarded by Billingsley. Over to Harville.
Under a minute here.
Right now, clock running. We're not putting on too strong a defense. There's got to be something, and it will be a travel. Coach, you ever have a team wear those striped warm-up pants like that? Those things been around. Those candy cane looking like the boys has got over there.
Yeah, I never did, but I would like to.
Yeah. Kind of, that's something that's been around a long, long time, man.
Yeah. You see Indiana wears those. And
Tennessee does,
and
too.
And Tennessee does as well.
There's a steal by the Aggies. Layup no good. Putback no good. And we've got a wrestling match for the basketball.
I think that foul's going on.
Number 5, Ella Higgins, I believe.
Yeah. She ended up somehow or another on the back of the Sylacauga player.
Aggies fire up the three. In and out, no good. Rebound goes to Gibbons. Gibbons will bring it up the floor for the ball. 16 seconds to go. Right now, they're all over. I don't think they realize the situation that group that got in. But you got to give it to this group. They don't. A lot of them probably don't play a ton. So when they get in, they want to use every second.
Oh yeah, it's big to them.
And there's a turnover. Boy, they wanted to keep that clock running, and so did I.
Well,
1.9 seconds.
We're almost there.
We'll move right after this into the Alty Point Health post-game show for a minute before we move into the boys' game. As a buzzer will go dry, and that'll be the ball game. The Lady Vols fall here to the Lady Sylacauga Aggies, 51-31. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll recap this game here of the girls' game on the Alty Point Health post-game show, and then move right back into the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show for boys' action. We come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Far & Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Far & Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Trapiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi. I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we have built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you are looking for protection for your home, auto, farm business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lineville.
At First State Bank, we believe in the power of local. Your deposits help fuel local businesses, support local home ownership, and build a stronger community for us all. Our focus is on this community, and it's been that way for more than 50 years. First State Bank has been a stable financial institution for this area through good times and through bad. With locations in Ashland, Lineville, and Wedowee, First State Bank is looking to build an even brighter future right here in our backyard. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. First State Bank, member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
This is the Alta Point Health Post Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Tyler, Coach Jerry Wayne, Jeremy Carricker on stats, Coach Chris Heron here on the drive over with driven by Hill Auto Sales, also Heathbone on the Far Associates. Live stream, we're moving on into here the Alta Point Health post game show. Coach, Lady Vols fall 51-31. Share some stats, characters totaled up for us.
Well, the rebounding ended up pretty even with that flurry by the Vols there late in the game, each team with 30. Turnovers a little bit different. The Volunteers had 31 to 23 for Sylacauga. So that right there is eight more possessions that they had. And you can see in the shot attempts, they attempted 71 shots from the floor, made 18. The Vols only attempted 47 and made 13. So the Aggies get the best on the statistical category. Scoring-wise, Ramiah Billingsley had 16 points to lead the Volunteers tonight. Brandy Searcy chipped in with 7. The leading scorer for Sylacauga was Haley Cannon, had 23 points. And then Casey Patterson finished with 9. So only two double-figure scorers in the game, one for each team. And that's how it looked statistically, Rusty.